Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Iowa Senator for District 12, Amy Sinclair. All right, Amy, so how did the Senate prepare for the first funnel?
Well, the first funnel is always a very busy time. It's that time where you have to decide what's most important to the legislature. Hundreds and hundreds of bills get introduced every year. We have 150 legislators, all of whom have a right to file bills that make sense for the people they represent and their communities. And so we have to take all of those bills that all 150 folks file, and in the Senate, that's 50 folks, and we have to distill those down into the ones that we want to focus on. And so all of the subcommittees were taking place, and the committee work happened last week, which really made for a busy time for a lot of the legislators, just trying to see what they could get through to still continue to have a conversation and what had to be left behind, because it wasn't reflective of where we're trying to take the state, or we just didn't have time to make it happen this year because it was too complicated or complex. But making sure that the subcommittees that needed done were done and getting that all through committee, it's always quite a process. It gets a little frantic.
All right. And were there any specific bills that went through the education committee? I know you sit on that you were glad made it through.
Sure. So we actually worked on a lot of education bills, and I think they're bills that ultimately will go through both the House and the Senate and find their way to the governor's office. You know, of course, we early on passed the educational savings accounts and the extension of operational sharing. We passed the school funding bill, and so that's already through. But we're also working on parental right bills related to curriculum and to transparency with schools. We're working on some regulatory reform for our local K-12 schools. There's a lot of reporting that over the years has just been added. Oftentimes it's redundant and unnecessary. And so we're working on some regulatory reform for our local K-12 schools. We're working on some flexibility with teacher recruitment and retention and salaries. And I think that's going to be important, especially in the rural areas, and teacher licensures, making some alternative pathways for teacher licensures within that. So those are all things that came out of the education committee that were really important to get out through funnel.
What are you guys doing to get prepared for the second funnel now?
So second funnel, it actually becomes more frantic because that's when we start debating on the floor. So all of those bills that got through committee, we have to get over to the House so that they can get them through committee before the second funnel. And so all of the bills that are important to our caucus as a whole, again, it's a winnowing process. And so the Senate Majority Leader, Senator Whitver, takes a look at all those, lines them up, sees which ones he wants to get out first, which ones are most important, which ones are most difficult that the House might need a little bit of extra time working through the committee process. And we start debating them. So this week, that's what was occurring. We spent a lot of time on the floor in debate, particularly with those more difficult bills, getting those over to the House so that they could get to work on them in their committee process. The House is doing the same with us. And so they're sending us lots of bills as well that we're getting assigned out to committee so that we can get them through subcommittees and committees on our side.
And then looking at some of those bills that are still in the Senate and some that have come over from the House, are there any that should be able to pass through the second funnel?
Yeah, those bills that I talked about with the transparency and the regulatory reform and the teacher recruitment and retention, I think those all go through. There's a pretty big bill for adult and youth guardianship and conservatorship that I think makes some changes to protect some of our vulnerable Iowans in the court systems. I think you'll see some human trafficking and legislation surrounding that. I think you'll see that going through. Still got the governor's state government reorganization bill, that streamlining bill that takes us from the 37 cabinet level positions down to 16, trying to streamline and make government more efficient. So we've got that working. We actually pushed that out of debate this week on over to the House. And we have we've passed the second round for the constitutional amendment for qualified electors, just making sure that the folks voting in our elections are actually U.S. citizens and making that a part of our Constitution. It is law, but we want that to be constitutional. We want our elections to be, we want every eligible person to vote, but we only want eligible people to vote. So getting that into our Constitution is important. And we also passed the ban on those invasive procedures on minors for gender reassignment and the hormone therapies that are not FDA approved, that are off label for gender dysphoria treatment. We passed that bill out, and actually the House has passed it as well. So it's gone on down to the governor's desk.
All right. And in one of our earlier talks, you had talked about there was a bill you were introducing for a Gadsden flag license plate. Has that gone through?
It did not go through this year. The chairman of the Transportation Committee, you know, we have a process by which you can get a sticker on our existing license plates. And he thought that would be a better route for me to go to start that. I was not successful in my Gadsden flag license plate. We'll try again.
Is there anything I didn't cover with you that you want to talk about?
No, it's been a really busy couple of weeks here getting through funnel and then starting the process for approaching the second funnel. I think the revenue estimating conference is meeting later today, and so we will have budget numbers. We'll have those revenue numbers so we can really get to work and settle in on the budget. And I think there's going to be some solid work happening on property tax reform here as the session comes to a conclusion as well. As you know, both appropriations committees and ways and means committees bills are funnel proof, and so they're often saved till the very end of session. That process can be lengthened out a little bit, and they're often more complex bills, so they do need a little more time to focus on. So we're going to be working on that property tax reform through the ways and means committee, and we'll be finalizing budget numbers and getting to work on what that budget looks like here going forward through the rest of the session.
And how has it been this session as the Senate president?
Busy. I think busy would be a good way to describe it. I used to be such a policy nerd, if you will. I like to draft legislation. I like to make sure it worked with current laws. I like to make sure it made sense for Iowans. So transitioning from a more policy-centered role to now what's, it's honestly a more administrative role. I'm the presiding officer of the Senate, so my office makes sure that the Senate runs appropriately every day, that we're following the rules we have set before us, that we're getting bills into committees, that the bills are paid, and all of those administrative types of things. So I don't work as much on policy as I used to, and I will admit that I miss that. And it's also much busier with those administrative duties. But yeah, it's going great. I think having a rural senator be in that role really is reflective of the district I represent. I'm hopeful that my being in that role gives us a broader voice.
Do you have any public speaking events scheduled for the coming weeks?
We did Adair County, was that 2 weeks ago? And I'm not sure if we have another one scheduled yet. We were in Fontenelle on the 24th. I do have meetings scheduled I have one in Creston on the 18th. And then I have Corydon on the 24th at 8 a.m. at the Farm Bureau building, if anybody wants to drive down for that. Sheraton on the 24th at 10 a.m. at the Farm Bureau offices in Sheraton. A public forum in Osceola on the 24th at noon, and that's at the casino. And then in Leon at the community center at 2. So those are the 5 that I know I have scheduled in the next couple of weeks.
All right. Thank you very much, Amy.
You are so welcome, Marcus.
That was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.